Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the lead up to Halloween, I thought I'd do a wee story each night, the week leading up to it. And I'm going to start today with a poem by Scotland's favourite poet, Robert Burns. And it's called Tam O'Shanter. Now, the majority of you won't have a clue what I'm talking about with this poem, because it's written in Doric, which is the Scottish colloquial language. I can put a link in the show note that can explain stuff for you. If not, if you just want to listen and enjoy, that's perfectly fine as well. But yeah, here we go. Tam O'Shanter, a tale. When Chapman Billies leave the street and Druthy neighbours meet, as market days are wearing late and folk begin to tack the gate, while we sit bowsing at the nappy and getting foo and unco happy, we think now on the long Scots miles, the mosses, waters, slaps and stiles that lie between us and our hame, where sits our sulky sullen dame, gathering our brows like gathering storm, nursing our wrath to keep it warm. This truth found honest Tam O'Shanter, as he frae air aye night did canter, auld air whom ne'er a tune surpasses for honest men and bonny lasses. Ah, Tam, hadst thou but been sae wise, as teen thy ain wife Kate's advice, she tauld thee weel thou was a skellum, a blethering, blustering, drunken blellum. That frae November till October, aye market day thou wisnae sober. That like a melder wi' the miller, thou sat as long as thou had siller, that every nag was cad a shoe on, the smith and thee got roaring foo on, that at the Lord's house, even on Sunday, thou drink wi' Kurt and Jean till Monday. She prophesied that later soon thou would be found deep drowned in Doon, or catched wi' warlocks in the murk by Alloway's auld haunted kirk. Ah, gentle dames at gars me greet, to think how mony counsels sweet, how mony lengthened sage advices the husband frae the wife despises. But to our tale, a market night, Tam had got planted unco right, fast by an ingle blazing finely, wi' remaining swats that drank divinely, and at his elbow, Suitor Johnny, his ancient, trusty, druthy crony. Tam loved him like a vera brither. They had been foo for weeks together. The night drave on wi' songs and clatter, and aye the ale was growing better. The landlady and Tam grew gracious wi' favours, secret, sweet and precious. The suitor told his queerest stories. The landlord's laugh was ready chorus. The storm without mere rare and rustle. Tam didn't mind the storm a whistle. Care, mad to see a man sae happy, e'en droomed himself among the nappy. As bees flee hame wi' lades o' treasure, The minutes wind their way with pleasure. Kings may be blessed, but Tam was glorious. O'er a' the ills of life victorious. But pleasures are like poppies spread. You sees the floor, its bloom is shed. Or like the snowfalls in the river, a moment white, and then melt forever. Or like the Borealis race, that flit ere you can point their place, or like the rainbow's lovely form, evanishing amid the storm. Nae man can tether time nor tide, the hour approaches Tam, one ride. That hour, o night's black arch, the keystain, that dreary hour he mounts his beast in, and sic a nicht he tacks the road in, and ne'er poor sinner was abroad in. The wind blew as 'twad blan its last, the rattling shewers rose on the blast. The speedy gleams the darkness swallied, loud, deep, and lang the thunder bellied. That night a child might understand the deil had business on his hand. Weel mounted on his grey mare, Meg, a better never lifted leg, Tam skelpit on through Dubbin Mire, despising wind and rain and fire, whilst holding fast his good blue bonnet, whilst crooning o'er some old Scots sonnet, whilst glowering round with prudent cares, lest bogles catch him unawares. Kirk Alloway was drawing nigh, where ghosts and howlets nightly cry. By this time he was crossed the fold, where in the snaw the chapmen smored, and past their birks and meeky stain, where drunken Charlie Brack's neck bane, and through the winds and by the cairn, where hunters found their murdered bairn, and near the thorn aboon the well, where Mungo's mither hung their cell. Before him Doon pours all his floods. The Dublin storm roars through the woods, the lightnings flash from pole to pole, near and more the thunders roll, when, glimmering through the groaning trees, Kirk Alloway seemed in a blaze. Through ilka bore the beams were glancing, and loud resounded mirth and dancing. Inspiring bold John Barleycorn, what dangers thou canst mockest scorn, we tempt nae, we fear nae evil, we squabby we'll face the devil. The swats he reamed in Tammy's noddle, fair play he card nae deals a bodle, but Maggie stood right stare astonished, till, by the heel and hand admonished, she ventured forward on the light, and vow Tam saw an unco sight. Warlocks and witches in a dance, nae cotillion brent you frae France, but hornpipes, jigs, straths, bays and reels put life and metal in their heels. A winnock bunker in the east, there sat old Nick in shape o' beast, a towsy tyke, black, grim and large, to gie the music was his charge. He screwed the pipes and garter and skirl, till roof and rafters a' did thirl. Coffins stood round like open presses, that shod the dead in their last dresses, and by some devilish cantrip slight, each in its carved hand held a light, by which heroic Tam was able to note upon the haly table a murderer's banes and gibbet erns, twa spun lang wi' unchristened bairns. A thief new cutted frae a rape, wi' his last gab his gab did gape, five tomahawks wi' blood red rusted, five scimitars wi' murder crusted, a garter which a babe had strangled, a knife a father's throat had mangled, whom his ain son o' life bereft, the grey hairs yet stack to the heft, wi' marrow horrible and offy, which even to name would be unlawfy. As Tammy glowered, amazed and curious, the mirth and fun grew fast and furious, the piper loud and louder blew, the dancers quick and quicker flew. They reeled, they set, they crossed, they cleek it, till ilka carlin swat and reek it, and cooster duddies to the wark, and link it at it in a sark. Now Tam, oh Tam, had they been queens a plump and strapping in their teens, their sarks instead a creashy flannin been snow-white 1700 linen, their bricks o' mine, my only pair, that ance were plush o' good blue hair. I would hae gien them off my hardies, fair old Blinko, the bonny birdies. But withered beldams all in drawl, rig woody hags would spin a foal, louping and flinging on a crummock, a wonder did not turn thy stomach. But Tam Kent, what was what fu brawly? There was aye winsome wench and wally that night enlisted in the corps, long after kenned on Carrick shore, for mony a beast to the edge she shot, and perished mony a bonny boat, and shook baith meckle corn and bear, and kept the countryside in fear. Her cutty sark, o paisley horn, that while a lassie she had worn in longitude, though sorely scanty, it was her best, and she was vanty. Ach, little ken thy reverend granny, that sark she coughed her harwee nanny. We twa pun Scots, 'twas a' her riches, would ever grace a dance o' witches. But here, my muse, her wing mon coor, sic flights are far beyond her power. To sing how nanny lap and flang, a souple jade she was and strong, and how Tam stood like ain bewitched, and thought his very een enriched. Even Satan glowered and fidged fu fain, and hotched and blew wi might and main, till first I caper sign another, Tam tint his reason a' thegither, and roars out, "Well done, cutty sark!" And in an instant all was dark. And scarcely had he Maggie rallied, when out the hellish legion sallied. As bees buzz out wi angry fyke, when plundering herds assail their bike, as open pussy's mortal foes, when pop, she starts before their nose, as eager runs the market crowd, when "Catch the thief!" resounds aloud. So Maggie runs the witch's folly, wi mony an eildrich screech and hollow. "Ah, Tam, ah, Tam, they'll get thy fairin', in hell they'll roast thee like a herrin', in vain thy Kate awaits thy comin', Kate soon will be a woeful woman. Now do thy speedy utmost, Meg, and win the keystane of the brig. There at them thou tail may toss, a running stream they dare na cross, but ere the keystane she could make, the faint a tail she had to shake, for Nanny, far before the rest, heard upon noble Maggie pressed, and flew at Tam be furious ettle, but little wist she Maggie's mettle. A sprung brought off her master hail, but left behind her ain grey tail. The carlin clattered by the rump, and left poor Maggie scarce a stump. Now we this tale o' truth shall read, ilk man and mither's son, take heed. Whene'er to drink you are inclined, or cutty sarks run in your mind, think, ye may buy the joys o'er dear. Remember Tam O'Shanter's mare. If any of you got more than 5% of that, give yourself a big old pat on the back. That's Tam O'Shanter by Robert Burns. And it's one I remember doing in school. Absolutely loved it. And I hope you enjoyed it as well. However you may have enjoyed it. If you have any questions, I will take some. Happy Halloween week, everybody. This is CK, wishing you happy dreams.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book HostRed sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.